Welcome to the Effective Challenge podcast. This is episode one. My name's Damien from Effective Challenge. It's great to be here. Hey, listen, we're super excited about this latest project that we have got going on, the Effective Challenge podcast. It's certainly a new venture for me personally. I've never produced a podcast before. I've certainly listened to hundreds, if not thousands. In fact, I was reflecting earlier today when I first started listening to podcasts, and scarily, that was 10 years ago. Yeah, 2007. Very much a tech and health and fitness flavour to my podcast back then. And I've got huge amounts of benefit from podcasts over the years, both from a developmental point of view, motivational point of view, and ultimately entertainment point of view. And they're the three goals we've set ourselves for the Effective Challenge podcast. We want it to be developmental for people. We want it to be motivational, and we definitely want it to be entertaining. So that's the goal we've set, and we're hopeful to achieve that. So what are the sort of things you can expect? So if I had to pick out one kind of umbrella kind of topic that we'll be covering, it's how to improve performance, be that for yourself, your team, or your organization. And in doing that, we'll be covering a whole range of different tools, tactics, techniques, strategies, ultimately is designed to help you improve your results that you're getting today. And in doing that, we'll look to kind of three main areas. The first of those is that we're going to take real life situations, be that for me personally, as I look to grow and develop, as Effective Challenge looks to grow and develop and explore new avenues, but also things that are going on in the people that we're working with, and where we think there's benefit to others, and things that they could be learning from others' experiences. We'll introduce that. We'll also be looking at things that are going on in the media, and where there's a leadership or performance angle to those things. We'll be kind of looking at them, analysing them, looking at what we can learn and take from situations, but also perhaps discussing where there might be alternatives that could be considered. So that's one area that we'll focus on, kind of the real world stuff. The next area, we've got a whole series of little projects bubbling away in the background, which we're hopeful to be able to bring some guests into the Effective Challenge podcast. Some of those will come from some elite environments, be that in sport or the military or business. So we're looking forward to that and learning about how those people get the best out of themselves and others. But equally, we're interested in hearing from people that perhaps who face more of the challenges that many people come up against. So to give you an example of something that we have in mind there, you know, people that are managing the transition, perhaps as a result of being promoted, and some of the things that they've done to help them recalibrate and get used to operating at the new level. But there's good chance that others can get benefit from that. So hopefully we'll be interviewing some people and learning from their experience. And then the final area, and this is where you directly get an opportunity to get involved, we're super interested in being able to answer your questions. And we're going to keep this simple. I'll just email me directly. So that's Damien, Damian, at effectivechallenge.com, your questions, and I'll give you my take and hopefully some options around how you could move forward with the different situations you're facing personally. We're super conscious that, you know, that's going to be a little tricky whilst we build momentum up. So we'll, in the interim, take some questions that we regularly get asked when we're working with others, and just give you some approaches. And we'll try to make those as broad as possible by nature, so we can appeal to the maximum amount of people. Okay, so I'm not too sure I want to say much more by way of introduction. As I say, our goals here are to help you develop, to motivate and to entertain. So let's kick off with a development topic. And the development topic that I want to include in episode one is considering a little bit about rest and our own awareness of the rest that we need and the benefits of rest. Rest is one of the components that we use when working with individuals, when looking to put in place the foundations for their own success. Rest is a super, super important part of that. It kind of impacts on so many other things. I guess the opposite of rest is fatigue. And when we're fatigued, our decision making tends to be impaired. We can sometimes find it harder to make good choices, good decisions. That plays out in a whole range of different settings, be that engaging with other people, right through to the foods that we eat, right through to our confidence levels. Your fatigue plays a huge part in all of those areas. So when we're working with others, we get them to look at rest, and we pick it out across three categories. The first of those categories is perhaps the one most obvious and most commonplace when people think of rest, and that is sleep. Sleep's a very relative to the individual, and we always encourage people to understand more about how much sleep they actually need. Some of that is based around, you know, actually observing how much sleep they're having and how restful that sleep is. And there's all sorts of ways that you can help yourself with that, with a bit of technology. You know, things like wearables, things like Fitbits, etc. Apple Watches, but they'll all give you a breakdown of how you're sleeping, and that in terms of rest and duration. So, you know, work out what's good for you. Monitor where you've had what you believe is a good night's sleep and what it's felt like during the day, and equally important, where, you know, you've perhaps had a not all the sleep that you want and the impact that has. So the purpose of that is just to raise our awareness and to be a bit more conscious about when we might need to give ourselves a bit more sleep, and perhaps sometimes when we might just need to set that alarm clock a little bit earlier so we can get on and do some more productive things. So that's one area of rest. The second is breaks, short breaks throughout the day. Self-confession, I'm not great at this myself. It's just taking short breaks out to recalibrate during the day can be hugely beneficial. Certainly when we talk of, which we do a lot with people about resilience, our resilience is often impaired when we've just been relentlessly pursuing activities one after the other after the other, perhaps back-to-back meetings, conversations, moving from one thing to another without any rest or any gaps. And over the course of a day, that can just wear us down, and then that manifests itself into perhaps some quite unhelpful behaviours, actually. You know, perhaps disproportionate response to situations not going quite so well, etc. So as a minimum, we encourage that you kind of are taking out a bit of time for lunch. I think hopefully we're getting beyond the kind of lunches for wimps type mentality of the 80s, although I still observe that in some organisations and in some individuals. I'm not so sure that's actually helpful. I think some pretty good science behind that says that your decision making is going to be impaired if you're not taking out those short breaks. So as a minimum, take lunch. If you can, build in a little bit of a gap between meetings, so not running with them back to back. And, you know, all of those things are going to take a bit of proactive action on your part. And so that's the kind of thing that we encourage people to do, is just be a bit proactive in kind of building those gaps in, because they're not just going to kind of grab you and say, you know, take a break. The only time that really tends to happen is when you've overstepped the mark and you end up kind of really fatigued and, you know, in worst cases, end up quite poorly. Okay, so our third and final area around rest is extended breaks. which, you know, this is your kind of 2 week holiday where you, I guess, you really get an opportunity to disconnect and recalibrate. I've recently just come back from holiday myself, and it just kind of re-emphasized for me the value of taking that extended period of time away and disconnecting from the world broadly. You know, I kind of recently blogged about this. You know, for me, I took three benefits, key benefits. It meant that I was able to really focus on the people that I was with while I was taking that extended break. Very often when we work with others, they will talk about the value of their family, etc., etc. And so often when they're with their family, they're kind of only half engaged because they've got one eye on the inbox or their kind of social media. So have a think about that. The second benefit I took away from it was it allowed me to both physically and mentally recharge, particularly on the mental side. So, you know, get a bit of objectivity back into different situations that I'm facing. And then that kind of neatly leads into the third benefit, which is, you know, when you come back and to re-engage, because you've got that greater objectivity, perhaps that greater context for the world that you're operating in, you see things with a fresh perspective. And certainly I've found that there's been a couple of challenges that I've been facing, and since I've come back, I've kind of come up with some different strategies and approaches. And certainly in one of those situations, I've moved it forward, and from a place of being quite stuck for a number of months. So this is just one component of the foundations that we work with, and that's rest. Just to recap, rest covers sleep, short breaks, and those extended periods. We're going to encourage in the podcast you to kind of take an action and kind of think about what you might do as a result of listening to this. Clearly, you've invested a bit of time in listening to this, of which we're super, super grateful. Okay, so the action. Of the three areas that we've covered, sleep, short breaks, and extended breaks, which is the one that you feel you need to make more progress on? And what three things could you do to make progress on that in the next 7 days? And we're deliberately setting that as 7 days so we don't get too much of an opportunity to procrastinate. Listen, I'm super interested to hear about what you come up with there, and probably more importantly, what you've done as a result of coming up with that. Just drop me a line at Damien, that's Damien at effectivechallenge.com, and I'm super keen to hear what you've got to say. I'm going to end it there. I think that's podcast episode one done and dusted. I've done that in one take. I'm sure that may be the right thing or the wrong thing. I don't know. You be the judge. Drop me a line. Damien, Damien at effectivechallenge.com. Until the next time, cheers.